This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today, I, Beatrice McCabe Kardashian, and Rosemary McCabe Kardashian are here to tell you about our four makeup staples, also known as makels.
We'd actually be Beatrice Kardashian and Cosemary Kardashian.
Oh yeah, Cosemary. That's a good one. All right, Cosemary, which sister do you most relate to?
This is a hard one because, for me, because I actually watched the show, it's not going to be a hard one for you because you haven't got a clue. But the sister I'd like to say I relate to most is Chloe because she's the nicest and most normal. But I suspect the sister I most closely resemble is Courtney because she's very moany.
I think you remind me a little bit of Rob.
Sister, you said sister.
No, that only occurred to me afterwards. Or what's a? I can't even. What's the ex-husband's name?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn. Maybe you're like Caitlyn. You walk your own path.
I'm a very bad driver and also a closet Republican.
Oh, I don't understand Caitlyn. I mean, I don't understand anybody.
A very bad driver, but it was probably quite
very
a bad
sporty
joke.
Though. Very sporty.
Okay, we've nothing in common. I'm an excellent driver, just passed my driving test.
Well done.
I'm not a Republican, and I'm not very sporty. Although I was good at lifting weights for a short period of time.
For a long period of time. You've actually gone through, I'd say half your life have been very sporty. And when you go on that Peloton, you go hell for leather. Like the willpower, the stamina,
Beatrice,
is pretty
the leaderboard,
mega.
Now, for anybody who's never been on a Peloton, there's a leaderboard, right, that shows you where you are in comparison to all the other Peloton people.
Please.
I'm always in the, like, you know the way kids, you're like, they're in the 90th percentile. I'm in the 10th percentile. The only thing is that you're in the first percentile. So that's why I look like I'm going hell for leather, because you're behind me.
If you're in the 10th percentile, oh.
Low.
Oh, right.
I'm in this, yeah, the lowest. Right, right. Like, I'm at the very back.
Yeah, but that's
of the class.
Probably more frequency than anything else. I bet when you were going at it all the time, you were...
Oh yeah, when I was going at it all the time, I'd be kind of in the middle. But
see?
I still wasn't. Beatrice, I'm not up the top ever.
Trust me, being in the middle is amazing. Up the top is like fanatics.
Nobody
is Peloton
wants to be in
fanatics.
The middle.
Is a fanatic.
Anyway, the reason we're talking about Kardashians is because we thought we'd talk about our makeup staples.
I introduced that. I said our cakles. Oh, sorry, makels. Makeup staples? Makels. No. I'm starting a brand. It's called Makels. For the McCables. Do you get it? So I'm actually going to call you Mosemary, just like the Kardashians, but we're going to do everything around M's. Mosemary McCabe, Makels. And I'm going to be Beatrice McCabe.
But sorry, makeup already starts with an M.
Makels, makeup staples. Rolls
once again, just like Boppenheimer, this makes no sense. Nobody hearing Makels is going, she's clearly talking about makeup staples.
Yes, they are.
Makeles.
Underneath it, it'll say makeup staples.
Okay.
In the subheading.
I'm going to put this on the Instagram right now. Beatrice has come up with a new portmanteau. Makeles. Right? What do you think this stands for?
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to give them options to choose from?
Nope.
What's up? Nobody's even going to know what a portmanteau is, Rosemary. A new business idea.
Beatrice has come up with a new word.
No, a new business
idea. It is a combination of two other words. The word is, spell Makeles, Beatrice.
M-A-K-L-E-S. This has cheered me back
up. And it is a combination.
I love getting everybody's opinion.
Of the words.
Of what?
Dot, dot, dot.
But this is misleading because makeup is technically two words.
Fine, I'm going to do a poll, right?
Just fine, just send it out. Send it out. People are going to guaranteed get this.
Okay.
But like also, if you go onto the website and it says Makeles and underneath there is some makeup and some staples, you're going to get it.
Sure. No brand. Do you think Von Maur is going to be like, perfect, Makeles, we're going to stock them immediately. Well, Rosemary, put them over here.
Do you think Skims was a brilliant idea?
No, but she had to change it because remember first she called it kimono.
Yeah, but my point is Skims, like what does that even mean?
Beatrice, it doesn't matter. We don't have the Kardashian power. Kim Kardashian could come up with Makeles. We cannot.
I just did. So you're welcome. Makeles trademark.
Okay, what are your Makeles?
Well, my Makeles, unfortunately for me, are still one. My number one Makele is really good moisturizer.
That's not even a Makele. That's a skinkle.
That comes from my skinkles prevent wrinkles.
Skinkle sounds really bad. It sounds
like a dirty skin cell.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking about like a kink. But like a subtle kink, a skinkle.
Yeah, good. I like kinks. Okay. Really good skin cream. Couldn't tell you what the brand is. And really good serum. I buy them all from Ipsy and whatever they deliver, I put on my face. Especially if they say thirsty and hyaluronic.
Okay, so by really good, you mean included in your Ipsy. You have no idea if they're
correct.
Good or not.
Correct.
Okay, let me interrupt
for
a moment.
Oh, no. All jokes aside, I actually bought an amazing
Estee
Lauder skin cream, my favorite.
Oh, well, do you know what it's called?
I don't, but it was beautiful, smelled gorgeous. Can't afford it right now. I don't have a job. When I have a job again, I may consider investing in it, potentially. But I.
Oh my God, check back in about 6 weeks and Beatrice's job and she's going to have a whole shelf full of Estee Lauder.
Correct. So, number one would be, but I did also buy Estee Lauder version of this when I had a job, was my Bourjois foundation,
which is called.
Foundations.
Healthy Mix.
Healthy Mix.
To know that you've done your research.
Now, I think it's discontinued, right?
It's no longer in Ireland.
Well, I can only get it on
England,
Amazon.
I think. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon.
I think
it's
discontinued. Now, unfortunately, I bought four of them in my rush to make sure that I was always stocked, and I haven't gone even through one of them. I also bought the wrong colour, so they're a little bit too dark. So I have to mix them with the lighter
Healthy Mix. Just do a bit of fake tan. You're not a true Irish woman.
A bit of fake tan. I like my pale complexion. I hate it. But I like when I, in the summertime, when I get freckles, which I know I shouldn't be getting. But that's what I like. I can't put fake freckles on. Considered getting some tattooed freckles.
You can get fake freckles tattooed, yeah. And they always look weird.
That'd be stupid, yeah.
I think they always look, like they just never look natural.
I saw on a website the other day, somebody had freckles. I think it was a jewellery website, but they looked truly green. I think they were tattooed on and they actually looked green. And I was like
my
this
eyebrows.
Is a bit odd
My
now.
Eyebrows are looking a bit grey-green now. So that's what happens with the facial tattooing, I think.
I felt bad for that person, yeah.
Okay, so far we have a skin cream you don't remember the name of.
Yes.
By Estee Lauder.
Correct.
And also a foundation by Bourjois Healthy Mix, which thankfully I'm here to remember the name of. What's your third Makele?
That's only one. Do you know what? Also discontinued. I obviously have a penchant for discontinued things. A really phenomenal cleansing oil by Estee Lauder, like a true oil. Yeah. That like lathers up into.
I think I had that as well in the long bottle with the white lid.
Yeah, blue oil, real greasy and gross, but like amazing. Got all the makeup off your face and
greasy
smelled
and
amazing.
Gross.
Yeah, but it seemed to be discontinued as well. Like everything I like, nobody else likes. So actually, probably nobody should be taking
terrible
their Makeles
taste.
From me.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Okay, so what's your second Makele?
My second Makele is always an eyebrow pencil. Has to be an eyebrow pencil plus Anastasia's
eyebrow
pen. Would
that not be
your
first number one Makele?
No.
Oh.
I mean, yes. Yesterday I only wore an eyebrow pen actually. Anastasia's brow pen. It's literally called brow pen. I actually hate the font that she uses on this pen. I think it looks cheap. It's sans serif brow pen. Looks angry. Brow pen. Not like brow pen.
Okay. Right, that's kind of irrelevant. The font on the brow pen. But okay. You think the brow pen is good?
The
lasts all day?
Very good. Lasts most of the day. Have to angle it. You have to put it on very awkwardly with your arm up in the air and angle it downwards, or the ink really doesn't run properly into the pen.
Oh, I know what you mean. That's annoying.
And I think you have to have a very light hand with it, because very often I'm like, nothing's happening. And then I go for a heavy swipe and suddenly I look like
go for a heavy swipe.
Emma Stone in, what's this new movie?
Poor Things.
Poor Things. Yeah, I look like Emma Stone in Poor Things. Like, not, you know.
You could do a lot worse.
Not looking great. I mean, yeah, but the eyebrow looks a bit nuts. And I find also I like a dark eyebrow, but I think it makes me look kind of cross.
I was about to say cross, yeah.
And a bit like Kate Winslet in that TV show Mayor of Easttown. Right? Just a bit heavy on the eyebrows.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And her eyebrow, I was very interested reading the interview with her makeup artist. How did you make Kate look so normal, right? Well, like, she is probably normal when she isn't caked in makeup and ready for the red carpet and lit from every angle. But they said, we drew her eyebrows in a little bit lower than they normally are, the arch. And I thought to myself, So since then, I have not been drawing one smidge below the natural arch. I have been adding all of the height, etc., above my eyebrows. So the other day I did that in front of my camera with only the Zoom camera. When I went into the bathroom, I actually looked like somebody had Crayola'd all over the top of my eyebrow.
Was this yesterday when I was on Zoom to you? Because I did wonder what you were doing to your eyebrows. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, because I was literally, you finished doing them and I was like, what? She thinks she's finished. I was like, she's going to get a fright when she looks in the mirror.
I went into the bathroom. There was my faint pen, like my faint natural eyebrow. Then there was a gap and then there was a load of pencil.
And they were one of them was totally wild and the other one was slightly more tame. They were very different.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
So, listen, if you'd been going somewhere, I would have told you.
So that's actually two makels because I need a pencil and a pen.
Oh, right. So you only have one left now.
Yeah, I only have one left. And then it's just going to be a red lip. And I'll tell you, in my most recent Ipsy, I got a lipstick. I have a lot of, you know, I normally buy Lancome, Rimmel, whatever, right? Normal, you know, supermarket makeup. Don't have a problem with it.
Lancome in the supermarket.
Well, Lancome lipsticks, fine. Okay, do you know what? Actually, YSL lipstick, very nice. But I got in my Ipsy box a Gwen Stefani's brand lipstick.
Oh.
It does not move off my lips for the full day. It is amazing. Now, it does have that thing where after about 12 hours of wear, the middle disappears, you know? And I looked a bit mad.
I can't wear makeup for 12 hours anymore. Like, if I wear makeup on a night out, I have to take it off the minute I get home. It feels really weird on my skin.
Okay, well, I don't have that problem.
I'm very delicate.
And then my fifth makel.
I thought we were only having four.
My fifth makel is false eyelashes, which we discovered this Christmas. I got about 87 boxes.
Okay, I'm actually glad
eyelashes.
You said that, because I was like, you're going out with your eyebrows done, your red lip on, and no mascara.
But oh, no,
you're
wearing the fake eyelashes. But I'm only allowed, I'm putting on mascara, but like, it's not one of my makels. Okay, forget the, you know what I mean? And you only gave me four.
You were the one who came up with the four in the first place.
I need six then. Okay, and
six
mascara, and my Thrive Cosmetics mascara is brilliant.
Oh, interesting, because I've just been listening to the podcast Drama Queens with the three female actors from One Tree Hill, where they go over the episodes, and I'm rewatching One Tree Hill as a result. But they have an ad for Thrive Cosmetics, and every time I hear it, I'm like, they probably don't use that, but you think it's actually good.
Very, very good mascara. Very good. Like, it's called extension mascara or something. It actually works.
And is that the one that actually kind of, you have to rub it off, like it tubes around your eyelashes?
No, you take it off with regular makeup. However, with regular makeup remover. However, if you leave it on beyond the point at which you should have taken it off, you leave it on and you go to sleep in it.
Who would
or
do
if
that?
You don't take it off perfectly at night, like, and somehow have a little bit left
I would
on
never.
It. Your eyelashes will all come off with it the next day. And that's a problem, right? So it'll start just taking your
that
eyelashes off.
That is a problem.
Off.
I have precious few eyelashes
yeah,
as it is.
Yeah, me too. So that's a definite problem. However, it is excellent. However, another caveat, if you cry with it on, it comes off as just little rubber flecks all over your face.
I've gone off it now.
But like,
there are too many caveats. I'm always crying. I couldn't wear this.
Yeah, but I mean, but it doesn't stain your face. You just have to get a tissue and wipe all the like little rubber bits off your face. So you can cry it off as well.
So I think it is the tubing mascara then.
It's brilliant.
That like kind of stays solid on your eyelashes. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like not like a cream. It coats them.
Yeah, it does coat them. But I don't think it's described as tubing. But anyway, it's kind of rubbery. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it definitely works.
Okay.
You know, a lot of these extending mascaras, like they tend to have like little hairs in the mascara that you kind of, you know, clump on the end of your eyelashes. And so they extend, but they just seem fuller more than anything. This actually extends them lengthwise. Like, it's very good.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so we've had a few answers to
great. Can't wait to hear.
What are the two words that make up makeup?
Yeah, what are they?
We have not had a single correct answer yet. Someone said make less.
What? Make less. Make more.
We have several suggestions for male ankles.
Makles.
We have one suggestion for Meghan Markle.
Oh.
And we have one suggestion for makeup and freckles.
Oh, thank you. That person's very close.
I mean, they have one word out of the two.
Yes. And they have another word that ends in L-E-S. So they're very close.
Okay.
They're only five letters old.
So nobody's got it yet.
Okay. Well, that person's very close. Well done, smarty pants.
Oh, someone else said makeup for ankles. And someone else said my calories, but that would be, like, she said my calories, but that would be my cals.
All right, Rosemary, what are your makeles?
Well, listen, we have to go back to skinkles for a second because I know that's not the topic of the day.
You gave out to me for talking about
my
skinkles.
I know, and you still fucking went on and on and on about your Estée Lauder skin cream, so I'm allowed to do it too.
On and on and on. I said
on
one
and
it was moisturising.
At least 15
very
minutes
creamy
talking
and
about
light,
that.
Kind of like watery. Oh, the other one that was nice was the Tatcha.
Shut up. I'm about to say that. But I was going to say, since I had my Botox, right, I've obviously been, since I had my Botox, examining my face very carefully in the mirror and going like, am I wrinkling as much as I used to? And I'm definitely not, right? But I realized with all of this looking in the mirror that actually the problems I have with my face are much more skin related than they are wrinkle related.
I know, I saw this nonsense on the Instagram and I thought to myself, she's only saying that now. This is like those people who end up looking like cats because they go, oh, actually, I'm still totally normal looking and I'm just going to get this done. Then I'm going to get this done. Soon you're going to look like a feline. You're going to look like a pussy.
No, I'm not talking about...
You're going to look like a pussy.
Shut up. I let you talk.
You'll have a face like a pussy. Anyway, I'm telling
probably
you,
probably in your mind that'd be a puss ace.
But I'm telling you, your angry line is totally gone, and you're going to love the fact that it's totally gone.
Yes, fine. I love that my angry line is totally gone. But I did start thinking when I was at home in Ireland, I used to go to River Medical all the time because they invited me in for free facials, right? And I used to get like their, I don't know, their this aqua facial and this like kind of lasers and this and that, and my skin looked amazing. And I was like, that's what I need to start focusing on rather than the Botox. Sit back away from the mic. Take your mouth away from the mic.
I have great news for you, Rosemary.
What
day are you free this week? Because I am bringing you for a facial.
I really appreciate that, and I can make myself available, but I'm not talking about those kind of facials. I'm talking about the medical kind of facials you get from the nurses.
These are medical facials. There are nurses in this place I'm bringing you to.
In Woodhouse?
Yeah.
There aren't.
They have medical facials.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they were just aestheticians.
Please. Those are trained
Sit
people
back.
Too.
Okay, Sit back, would you?
Yeah.
Anyway. So I've started to think I want to save up my money and go for a few good, like go for some laser. You know what I actually really want to do? I want to do BBL. not to be confused with the Brazilian butt lift, but BBL facial for my pigmentation, because I've seen a few people have it done and it makes a huge difference, but it's quite expensive. So I want to get that done. Skin is first. Then skin-wise, I love the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream and the Tatcha Camellia Cleansing Oil. They're both lovely. And I used to use that to take off my makeup. Now, whenever I use a cleansing oil, I use a cleansing oil. I do a two-step. I use a cleansing oil and then I'll use a foaming cleanser because I feel like the oil kind of sits on my skin and I don't want that. But back to Makeals. The main Makeal in my life is eyebrows, because I have my eyebrows microbladed and I feel like even though I have them microbladed, if I don't A, brush them up and B, colour them in a little bit, they look weirdly grey and it also looks very obvious that I've had them microbladed. So on the advice, well, not personal advice, but I saw it in her stories, Louise McSharry uses this Schwarzkopf. It's for brows and edges. So I think people use it for, like, you know, if they wear wigs or weaves. And it's like a little clear mascara. And I use that on my eyebrows. And I'm also using, I actually don't care about what product it is. Like, I need some product for my eyebrows, but I have one that I got in Marshalls that I don't even know the name of. But on one end, it has a little very fine brown pencil. And on the other end, it has a little spoolie. Because when you put the color in your eyebrow, then I need to, like, brush it through. So that's two products, right? So that's my first two Makeals. Then I need a mascara. Actually, I would love to just go somewhere and get very natural looking eyelash extensions, because I have no eyelashes and I feel like that makes a huge difference to my face. And then my final fourth Makeal, because I'm actually sticking with the rules, is a concealer. And at the moment I'm using a concealer by MAC. I'm using that basically instead of a foundation. I'll put on my serum and moisturizer and sunscreen, which is actually your number one skinkle.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And then I will put on basically concealer where I feel like I need it. So I'll put it on my nose, I'll put it on like kind of between my eyebrows, and I put it on my chin and around my nose where I have my, like, what are they called? My, like, where my mouth gets jowly. You know, like,
my normal face lines.
My normal face lines. The ones, like, to the sides of my nostrils. And I'll put concealer on those. But, like, most of the time I don't wear makeup. But then when I do wear makeup, I look so much better and it annoys me.
Sure, the groomer didn't even know you were you. She thought you were me.
I don't even think that was to do with makeup, though. I think I just washed my hair.
Well, as Nash said, just do your hair, Mom. It makes all the difference.
Does make all
the
difference.
He's not wrong. Do you know what I mean? Bit of grooming.
You know what's so annoying about having curly hair, though, is that if I wash and dry it, like, go through the whole palaver, right? Wash my hair, condition my hair, put in my leave-in conditioner, my mousse, my gel, diffuse dry it. It looks stunning. The next day, it looks like shit.
I know.
And it's really not, I can only ever get one day out of them, even though I follow all those curly influencers who are like, here's how to do like day two hair and here's day three. What they end up doing is completely wetting their hair and restyling it. And I'm like, if I'm going to do that, I may as well just wash it again.
Same thing, yeah.
Like, I'm not standing in front of the sink and spraying my hair until it's soaking wet. It would take me less time to just get in the shower.
Although you probably noticed that I have a curl coming back in my hair.
I did actually notice that.
After 14 months, and I do think it is after 14 months of not styling it all the time. That I'm just letting it dry and I'm just putting in my curly balm and I
thought it was the stress was maybe making you go curly again.
Oh, could also be. Who knows?
Didn't they used to say that your hair changes every 7 years? It can change it can change texture every 7 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love, that's actually, you know what? Forget about Makeals. If I could have one thing, remember back to the chip in the brain. If I could have one thing like done for me every morning, it would be my hair. Because your son's right. Yeah. Hair does make a big difference. Well, and if I could wake up every morning with like the good curly hair I get after I've styled it, I would love that.
All jokes aside, I'm getting ready to get some brand colours ready for Makeals. I think we're on to something here. I'm serious. I'm going to put a pitch deck together.
For Makeals?
Why not?
Makeals is a terrible name, Beatrice.
Rosemary, it's as good a name as
what
any.
What about Stape Up? That
sounds
doesn't work
a bit
either.
Like a, sounds a bit like a staph infection.
Oh, no, I was thinking it sounds like you're taping something in me.
Or an exercise, isn't that Step Up? That's a movie you love.
It's a series of movies I love and a limited series on YouTube. Listen, we just have to ignore the dog now. There's going to be dog noises in the background. Your dog is way worse behaved than my dog.
I know, but normally she just lies down and sleeps for like the whole day. I think she's just very excited thinking you're going to give her some treats that are clearly not forthcoming.
You didn't even jump on the fact that like my dog the last time insisted on going in and out the door 300 times. So your dog is definitely better.
Oh, I know. I just didn't want to be mean to you today.
I know. So are those the makeup things you would bring to a desert island?
Well, definitely sunscreen to the desert island. That's a skinkle. I mean, why would I need any of these things on the desert island?
You know what I mean? If your house is burning down, you can only get 4 makeup things. What would you get?
No. Those are the makeup things that are in my handbag. Right, so therefore I think those are my Makeals. Because the things that
I make
sure.
But if your house is burning down
yeah.
and you could only take 4 makeup things, what would you take?
the four things that are in my handbag, because I wouldn't stop to get makeup if my house was burning down. I would just run out the door with my handbag. And those four things are in my handbag because I use them all the time. So they are my makeups. Are they your makeups, Rosemary?
In my handbag at the moment, I have... No, you know what? I have a tinted lip balm. Because my lips do get dry and that's annoying. I have a tinted lip balm. I have an eyebrow product. And I have a mascara in my handbag. And I think actually I have a concealer, although I don't know which handbag it's in because I can't find it. But I have a concealer somewhere. But I did decide at the start of this year, I kind of decided, I was like, I'm going to start getting dressed properly, like properly, not in leggings and hoodies every day. I'm going to start wearing a little bit of makeup to make myself feel better and more able for the day. And have I done it? No, I probably did it for as many days as I did my gratitude journal. 11.
Oh, the gratitude journal hasn't been returned to.
No, I actually can't find it. I think it might be hidden behind some other books now. Like I think now, not to be very now white wine, but I think the cleaner might have put it somewhere weird. You need to scold her for that.
That is very ungrateful.
I know.
So let us know what your makels are. Let us know the truth. Now that you know what a makel is, don't you think it's a good name? And thanks for all your, whoever said makeup freckles, thanks for being almost right.
Back to the Bourjois Healthy Mix though. We're not ready to move on. I actually love Bourjois Healthy Mix too, but I recently got a Chanel foundation because I was going to a wedding or something and my Bourjois Healthy Mix, similar to you, is too dark for me now. Like it's perfect in the summer, but right now it's too dark. And I got a really nice Chanel foundation. And ordinarily, I don't think Chanel, like I think Chanel does makeup to supplement its brand. You know, I don't think Chanel is like a super great makeup brand. I wouldn't go to them as like they really know what they're doing with makeup. But the foundation that I got is lovely. Oh, and sorry, the other thing I want to say is in terms of skincare, I love the Eau Thermale Aven stuff. That their Hydrance range is lovely and it sinks into the skin really nicely, but it's really hydrating, but it doesn't feel heavy. You know what I mean? So you don't get that like sticky feeling on your face.
Let's try that.
You know, it did give me that sticky feeling. Do you remember I bought us both those creams for your neck?
Oh, yeah.
And they really like stuck and then did that bally thing. You know, they kind of ball off.
Yeah, they sort of pill.
Yeah. It was gross.
I did actually buy a new foundation recently. I decided I should move on from Healthy Mix and I bought a L'Oreal. I bought an Estee Lauder one. I apologize. Oh. And it was very expensive. I can't remember the name of it, but it was very nice. However, I feel like it's more of an occasion foundation.
Is it double wear? I used to wear double wear all the time. It's very heavy.
No, it's a light one. It was something because I don't like heavy foundations. Mm. It's relatively light. And like I was looking for something kind of absorbent that would feel moisturizing. And I think it does a good job. I'll find the name of it later on. But I still find the Healthy Mix just more absorbs more quickly into your skin. And it kind of feels just more like a tinted moisturizer.
Yeah, it feels like a serum foundation. Yes. The Bobbi Brown serum foundation is also lovely in terms of serum foundations. But actually, I think the nicest foundation I ever tried was the Armani Luminous Silk. Oh. And I was going to buy that again when I bought the Chanel one, but they don't sell it in Von Maur here.
I wore that, thought it was the nicest foundation I ever used. Bought it again, didn't like it the second time. And I don't know why. Oh,
they changed the formula probably.
Yeah, I felt like it sat on my skin the second time. But you know, there was a lot more coverage. And I think there is more coverage with the Estee Lauder foundation that I have now as well. And that's why I keep going back to the Healthy Mix. It just feels kind of an everyday. Whereas if I went out for, you know, an event or something, I might wear the other one. I feel more like makeup-y in it, you know?
And do you ever mix your makeup with moisturizer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sometimes do that as well. Because I feel like if I have something like the Chanel is heavier coverage. Mm-hmm. And I also bought that with like a luminous primer. And sometimes I'll mix the two of them and just put them on together to have a more sheer.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes like once every 6 months when I actually wear a full face of makeup.
Oh, I do love a bit of blusher as well, especially with the coquette trend that's out there now. Some bows. You know, I thought I might buy myself a bow necklace, but I don't know where I'm going to wear it to. And would I actually just look like an overgrown baby? But
a friend of mine has two bows tattooed on the back of her thighs and they're very cute.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But I do like the overstated blusher that's happening at the moment. You put it on the other day for our book club.
By accident.
Yeah, but it looked great.
Did it?
Yeah.
I felt like I looked very theatrical.
No, it looked great. Looked really nice.
I was kind of thinking of like the ring light. I was like, that really washes you out. I should put a bit more colour, but I don't know. Thought it was too much.
No, you looked great. I did take a photo of you. You looked great. We'll put it up afterwards. Does Rosemary look great?
If you missed our Zoom book club, we'll be having another one. By the way, at the end of this month, we'll be talking about Dennis Lehane's Small Mercies. We'll be getting together on Zoom. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope you have the day of a winner.
We do appreciate you very much. Yeah. We're all winners. Yay.
Bye.
Makels.com.
Thank you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.